Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Rich Relationships, by Selena Hsu, explores how intentional, generous relationship building can become a decisive growth engine for entrepreneurs and small business owners. Rather than pushing cold outreach or transactional networking, Hsu emphasizes creating meaningful connections with peers, mentors, partners, and potential clients in a way that feels human and sustainable. The book frames relationships as an asset that compounds over time, producing introductions, collaborations, credibility, and opportunities that typical marketing tactics often struggle to unlock. Readers are guided to shift from asking what they can get to clarifying what they stand for, who they want to serve, and how they can contribute value in each interaction. With a focus on practical systems and repeatable habits, the book aims to help readers build a high-trust network that supports long-term revenue and impact. It is positioned for people who want business growth without sacrificing integrity, boundaries, or authenticity, and who prefer a warm, community-driven approach to visibility and influence. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, networking as a long-term asset, not a short-term tactic. A core idea in rich relationships is that the most valuable networks are built with a long horizon. Instead of treating networking as a quick fix for leads, the book reframes it as relationship capital that compounds. That mindset changes how you show up. You prioritize trust, consistency, and genuine interest rather than pushing for immediate outcomes. This topic highlights why relationships can outperform many paid tactics over time, since a strong network can create ongoing referrals, partnerships, and social proof that continue working even when your marketing is quiet. It also encourages readers to adopt a portfolio approach to connections by nurturing a mix of peers, industry leaders, collaborators, and rising talent. The book emphasizes that the quality of your network is often tied to the quality of your intentions and follow-through. By choosing to be reliable, clear, and generous, you become the kind of person others want to introduce. The takeaway is a practical reorientation. Success is not only about who you know, but also about how you invest in relationships through consistent value, thoughtful communication, and patient stewardship of trust. Secondly, clarity on ideal relationships and strategic community building. The book stresses that effective relationship building starts with clarity. Rather than trying to connect with everyone, readers are guided to define which relationships best support their mission and business model. This includes identifying the types of people who can benefit from your expertise, those who share complementary audiences, and those who can challenge and elevate your thinking. With that clarity, community building becomes strategic instead of scattered. The topic covers how to map your ecosystem, where your ideal connections gather, which communities align with your values, and what kinds of events or online spaces are worth your time. It also underscores the importance of being intentional about your brand presence and your message, because people connect more readily when they understand what you do and who you serve. This section helps readers move from random outreach to purposeful relationship cultivation. The result is less burnout and more momentum, because your efforts are concentrated in spaces where trust forms naturally. Ultimately, the book positions community building as a leadership skill. You become a connector and contributor, and your network grows around shared purpose and mutual benefit. Thirdly, authentic outreach and value. First, communication, rich relationships highlights communication practices that feel authentic while still being effective. Instead of generic pitches, the book promotes a value-first approach, show that you have done your homework, acknowledge the other person as a human, and offer something useful before making requests. This can include sharing a relevant resource, amplifying their work, making a thoughtful introduction, or providing a concise insight that supports their goals. The emphasis is on specificity and sincerity, which helps messages stand out in crowded inboxes. The topic also addresses the balance between confidence and humility. Readers are encouraged to be clear about their intentions and how a connection could be mutually beneficial while avoiding pressure or entitlement. Good outreach respects time, offers easy next steps, and allows the relationship to develop naturally. Another key point is consistency. Authentic outreach is not a one-time event, but part of an ongoing practice of staying in touch, checking in, and celebrating others. The broader lesson is that reputation is built through small interactions. When your communication is thoughtful and aligned with your values, it creates a foundation for trust, collaboration, and future opportunities. Fourthly, collaboration, introductions, and partnership pathways. A major growth lever in the book is collaboration, especially when it is grounded in mutual benefit and shared audiences. This topic focuses on how relationships can lead to introductions, joint offerings, guest appearances, affiliate partnerships, and strategic alliances. Rather than hoping opportunities appear, readers are guided to cultivate them by being visible in their communities, building credibility through consistent contribution, and proactively identifying win-win ideas. The book underscores that introductions are earned through trust. People refer you when they believe you will represent them well and create a positive experience for the person being introduced. That means delivering excellent work, communicating professionally, and following through reliably. The topic also points to the importance of making collaboration easy by clarifying what you offer, the outcomes you create, and the audiences you serve. When your positioning is clear, others can quickly see where alignment exists. Additionally, the book encourages ethical partnership practices, such as transparent expectations, respectful promotion, and shared success metrics. The overall message is that a strong network does not just provide contacts, it creates pathways. Each high-trust relationship can open doors to multiple opportunities that expand reach and revenue without relying solely on cold acquisition. Lastly, sustainable relationship systems, boundaries, and reputation. To make relationship building sustainable, rich relationships emphasizes systems and boundaries. This topic addresses how to maintain connections without turning networking into an exhausting second job. Readers are encouraged to create simple routines for follow-up, gratitude, and ongoing support, such as periodic check-ins, light-touch updates, and organized notes that help remember personal details and shared goals. The book also highlights that boundaries are essential for long-term generosity. When you protect your time and energy, you can show up more fully and keep your commitments. This includes being selective about meetings, setting clear expectations, and learning how to say no with respect. Another important element is reputation management, not in a superficial sense, but as an outcome of integrity. Your network grows when people experience you as trustworthy, kind, and competent. The topic underscores that consistency is what makes trust real, delivering on promises, communicating promptly, and handling conflicts with maturity. Over time, these habits create a personal brand that attracts opportunities. The takeaway is that a million-dollar network is not built through constant hustle. It is built through repeatable practices, healthy limits, and a commitment to being someone others are glad to know and eager to recommend. In conclusion, this book is best for entrepreneurs, consultants, coaches, creators, and service-based business owners who want growth that feels aligned with their values. It is also useful for professionals who dislike traditional networking but still want more referrals, collaborations, and warm opportunities. Readers benefit because the book reframes relationships as a practical business system rather than a vague personality trait. By focusing on clarity, value-first communication, and trust-building habits, it helps reduce the anxiety and inconsistency that often come with outreach. The result can be stronger confidence, better partnerships, and a healthier pipeline driven by introductions and community rather than constant cold marketing. Compared to many networking books that lean on aggressive tactics or superficial scripts, this one emphasizes integrity, generosity, and long-term stewardship, which can be especially effective in today's trust-driven market. The approach also tends to be more sustainable. Instead of chasing endless new contacts, you learn how to nurture a high-quality network that keeps producing opportunities over time. If you want a business that grows through relationships you genuinely enjoy, this book is a worthwhile purchase because it ties mindset to practical action and prioritizes both results and authenticity. If you would like to support Selena Sue, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.